Welcome to the NOLA Drink Show. Join us as we explore the world of drink, food, and culture in New Orleans and beyond. Here's your host, Brian Diaz.
All right, everybody, welcome to the show. Brian Diaz here with you. Thanks for listening into the show, friends. Yeah, that's right, getting your happy hour going in the right direction. Kicking off your weekend here on the program. Yeah, you bet. Lots going on. It's festival season here in New Orleans. And to that end, got a really good show coming up for you this time around. Super duper duper excited. Can I add another duper in there? Duper. Excited to bring you this particular show. We are going to be bringing you today our French Quarter Fest annual preview. That's right, the greatest music festival on the planet, as far as I'm concerned, and I think many of you agree with me. Yeah, it's back. On April 21st is when things kick off, and wow, it's such a great festival. For those of you who don't know about it, it's a free festival. This will be the 39th incarnation of said festival. Had to take a couple years off due to COVID, of course, like so many things. It is the largest showcase of Louisiana music on the planet. In fact, it is typically the largest. It kind of vacillates, I believe, sometimes between Hardly Strictly Bluegrass and San Francisco as to which is the largest free music festival in the country. But it's so awesome because it's, as is in the name, French Quarter Fest. You have all these stages. This year is about 20 stages or so set up throughout the French Quarter, and they range from some of the smaller stages on Royal and Bourbon Street where people are playing traditional jazz, stuff up in the French Market, some bigger stages by the now New Orleans Jazz Museum, formerly the U.S. Mint, really big stages along the river at Waldenburg Park. And you can just kind of go for 4 days, go pick your poison, if you will, go check out different bands. Like, we'll talk about this. We give you some pro tips in the show about, in the podcast only segment, I should say. So if you're listening on the radio, go to noladrinks.com and get the podcast. I'll plug that right now because we do give you pro tips on good things to think about and how best to enjoy the festival. But you can kind of pick, you know, where you want to go. And the piece of advice that I always give people, and this is my pro tip for the festival that I share later, don't overplan, right? Go pick some of the acts that you want to see and allow yourself some time to walk around and check out different music, discover some new artists. It's all local. You're supporting local musicians. It's fantastic. And we're going to be talking about the food and drink program. Kenneth Spears, who's their food and drink director, will be joining us. It's become a really great food and drink festival too, friends. So we're going to be touching on that. Morgan Valerie joins us, who is their director of communications and marketing, kind of lets us know a lot of the 411 about the festival. And my friend Emily Madero, who is the executive director of the organization, also joins us for part of it. And we talk about, you know, we focus on the positive, right? We talk a little bit about the challenges and some things that, you know, keeping the festival going and surviving through the pandemic financially, all that good stuff. But mostly we're talking about the joy and the wonder and the happiness that is involved in bringing French Quarter Festival back to all of us. So again, it starts April 21st, goes through Sunday, April 24th. That's Thursday, April 21st. And all you have to do is go to FrenchQuarterFest.org to check out more. But a really fun conversation with them. I love it so much. It's such a great festival. I'll be out there all 4 days. And I can't tell you. You can tell I'm just overjoyed to bring you this show. And it's just getting me totally amped for the festival coming up in just a few weeks. Friends, next week on the program, I've been talking about this one. Author Sue Strachan will be joining us. She has penned a book on the famed cocktail Café Brulot, which is a brandy coffee drink that has roots probably going back to France, probably is really where it came from, or at least its origins came from. But it's certainly one of those drinks that we've kind of made our own here in New Orleans, and it features prominently in the cocktail history and the cocktail offerings of some of the old line restaurants, traditional restaurants in the city. So it's got a super interesting story. We're going to be over at Arno's. We actually already taped this, and we talk about the cocktail, which is really cool just to be in the space and talk about the cocktail in general and their version of it. And Augie, who is the famed maitre d' over there at Arno's, gives us an actual demonstration. Still pulling all these parts together, but we'll make it so you can see some of the video and the pictures and such on our website. So that's next week's show, friends. Wanted to just flag that one to your attention as well. We'll be bringing you a lot of Bourbon Fest coverage. I know I've been talking about that as you're hearing this Bourbon, depending on when you're hearing this. If you're listening on the radio, we're right in the middle of Bourbon Fest. So it's all happening right now. Don't exactly know what the plan is, but I'm sure I'll be bringing you some stuff from the festival too in the very near future. Friends, we're going to take a little break here on the NOLA Drink Show, and then we're going to be back chatting with the team from French Quarter Festival. Come on back.
I'm Liz Williams, host of Tip of the Tongue on the Nitty Grits Podcast Network. Join me and weekly guests for conversations about food and drink and the people who create food culture around the world. The show is for the curious, hungry for food knowledge. My new book, Nana's Creole Italian Table, about the Sicilian community in New Orleans, can be pre-ordered from Amazon. Learn more about Nitty Grits Podcast Network at southernfood.org.
Well, my book has got a hole in it. My book has got a hole in it. My book has got a
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Brian Diaz here with you, WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans and in podcast land, wherever you may be. Thanks for listening into the show, friends, as always. And yeah, you know, we're here at one of our really favorite things going on here in New Orleans, and it's back, French Quarter Festival, 39th annual coming up, returning to the scene. Couldn't be happier to be here at the French Quarter Fest offices here in the French Quarter. I've said French Quarter a lot right there. And I'm joined by Morgan Valerie, who is the Director of Marketing and Communications. Morgan, how are you?
I'm fabulous. Also, I want you to not feel bad about using French Quarter Festival or French Quarter a lot, because I use it many times every day.
I bet you do. Do you just go like FQ? Do you just say FQ, FQFI? Okay, yeah, cool. I got it, because we're all busy, so we're speaking in acronyms here. So we have Morgan here joining us, and also Kenneth Spears, who is the Food and Beverage Director. Kenneth, how are you?
Good, doing well. Thanks for having me. And I'm personally an acronym guy, so I'm going to use FQF.
Okay, we're just going to go FQF, stands for French Quarter Fest or French Quarter Festival. If you don't know what we're talking about, or French Quarter Festival, what's the I?
French Quarter Festival, Inc., which is the organization that produces French Quarter Festival.
There we go. So if you're hearing us throwing acronyms around, we're so important that we're so busy that we're throwing acronyms around, and that's what's going on. But friends, I'm just so overjoyed to be here doing this again, because for a number of years, y'all, we would do a French Quarter Fest preview, as you know, and now after a couple of years, French Quarter Fest is back. And I'll throw it to you, Morgan. So 39th annual, returning. For listeners who don't know, like if you're living under a rock in New Orleans, probably, but for outside the area, for folks who don't know what French Quarter Fest is, will you tell them what it is?
Man, it is, this year we're calling it the best family reunion you're going to ever have, right? So it is the largest free festival celebrating Louisiana music, food, and culture. Again, free, so that's amazing. We've got, this year, over 1,800 music performers, local musicians, over 265 performances, 20 stages, over 50 culinary experiences. It is going to be an amazing time.
It's an amazing festival, and you guys, I'm telling you this, Morgan and Kenneth, I say this all the time. This is not blowing smoke. It is the best and my favorite music festival on the planet. Because you touched on this, Morgan, you said, you know, with all this, it's all Southeast Louisiana music or regional music, right? And the footprint is all around the French Quarter.
All around the French Quarter. And, you know, in 2019, we didn't even have this many musicians joining in, which feels really good. Coming back after all this time, knowing what that community has been through, to be able to say, please join us. You know, bring smiles back to everyone's face. Bring that heartbeat back to the city. So we're really excited.
It's amazing. And I can't urge you enough to come check it out. Well, Kenneth, let me ask you this, because we're going to start with you doing some food and drink stuff. We'll talk about the music, and Emily Madera, who's the executive director, is going to join us in a little while, as you know. But Kenneth, one of the things that I know, especially in recent years, that have been a major emphasis of the festival is world-class music festival, but the food and drink game, man, it's coming.
Yeah, man. You know, for most people, I think a lot of people show up just to experience the food and music. I mean, the food and drinks, you know. I know I'm one of those guys. I love music. I have a music degree from Dillard University. So
oh, cool. Okay.
I'm a huge music fan, but I show up to French Quarter Fest to eat.
Yeah, man.
And so, you know, being a food and beverage director here is a great honor to be able to produce such an amazing food and beverage lineup. And, you know, I'm looking forward to helping out restaurants who, you know, been in a tough situation the last couple of years with staffing and not being able to operate, and just excited that they have an opportunity to come back on site and sell some food and make some people happy.
Yeah, so let's dive in, Kenneth, here a little bit on how the food and drink setup works. So we're talking about the footprint being all around the French Quarter with the stages, with the 20 stages y'all got going on. So we have different food areas, right, that featured all, and it's isn't our people just sort of hawking food out of nowhere? These are all like top end local restaurants.
Yeah, man. So we got 50 plus food vendors across site. So in our four sites, we got, you know, we got food vendors at the Riverfront, Jack Slide, Jackson Square, and at the Mint. Most of them are brick and mortars. You know, we got a couple of debuts. People like Edis Nola is a great Ethiopian restaurant. It's going to be serving a couple lentil sambusas and collard green sambusas, as well as like sweet awaze legs, chicken legs.
Okay.
Really good. And so out of the 55 food vendors that we normally have, I would say we've got about 10 to 12 new debuts.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be pretty good.
Okay.
Spread across all of the sites.
So people can basically, where the food areas are, Kenneth, people can sort of wander around, and then, you know, the booths are just kind of set up so you can just sort of go purchase whatever food strikes your fancy.
Yeah, pretty much. So, you know, what would you ask me here?
Well, just like, you know, so how, because people, like, you don't have to prepay for anything. I mean, you can you can wander around and just see what you like and walk up and buy it.
Yeah, just like any other festival. So, you know, there's ATMs on site, so food vendors will be accepting cash and card.
Okay.
And, you know, at each site, we'll have certain areas where the food is. So, for example, the Riverfront, our beta stage, which is on our great lawn, the biggest stage.
Mm-hmm.
Around that lawn, we have, on the palm lawn, we have a bunch of food vendors. You can just walk up, pick an item. You got Colmire Lawn, and it's kind of the same thing, you know?
So tell me about some of the mixes of restaurants that you have, because you've got a lot of different types of food, right? And we'll get to the drinks in a minute, but you got a lot of different types of food. You got some of the classic New Orleans restaurants are here. You got some new New Orleans restaurants, all kinds of different cuisine.
Yeah, yeah. So I will, you know, jump into it a little bit. We do have a couple of our mainstays returning, people like Praline Connection, Agent Cajun, Ruth Chris, Cafe Dauphine. You know, Moro's Nola. You know, kind of new restaurant, but a real popular restaurant. And then, like I said, we got a couple of new debuts like Patton's. Patton's one we're really excited about. They're a mainstay at a bunch of festivals around the city. They're going to be doing their oyster patty beignet as well as a crawfish beignet.
Nice.
Excited about that one. We have a new catering group called Paella Nola. They're going to be serving some paella on site.
Nice.
A regular paella and veggie paella. We also have Theodric's Real Clever Cuisines, up and coming caterer in the city. Food is amazing.
Okay.
And you can find them inside Jack's lot.
Okay. So they'll be in the Jack's area.
Yeah. And I think the good thing about our festival is that in each site, there's numerous food offerings, not many repeat menu items. So it's very unique menu items, unique to each site.
Okay.
So, at each site, you can expect something different just walking to the festival. So
yeah.
Make sure you save enough room and have enough money. You're going to want to spend and eat at each site.
Cool. So what are, Morgan, before we get into some of the music stuff, and I'll come back to Kenneth about some of the drink stuff, what are you looking forward to food-wise?
Everything. So I am an eater. I like a little bit of everything. And I was telling Kenneth earlier, what I love about the festival too is you do have those fine dining restaurants called Galatoires that brings the food to the streets to you, right? Like not something you see at every festival. They have something different for everyone. But then you also have food truck folks like We Dads, who has a brick and mortar and food trucks, but they also bring this food out to the festival. It's just such a variance. Whatever you want, we can bring it out for you, right? So I'll probably hit all six stations, food stations.
Mm-hmm.
Each day I'll hit all six and try something different. When I'm looking for the combo platters, the samplers, because, you know, every year, one of the things I think people get really excited about is what you're going to build out for your fest schedule. And it's not just the music, it is the food.
Mm-hmm.
People have been waiting since 2019 to get some of these food items
because
you can't get them outside of French Quarter Festival.
That's right.
So I got my list ready.
Oh,
I'm ready to go.
Okay, so you got the list ready.
Yeah.
One thing I like too, y'all, is that like you're mentioning Galatoires. And so Chef Philip Lopez is the executive chef there at Galatoires. And Philip's a friend. You know, Philip's out there. Right. So, I mean, like the dudes in Jackson Square serving up the food. So it's not like, you know, I mean, it's always kind of fun, right? Because people like the folks in the French Quarter, they're just rolling stuff up in carts because they can, don't need to drive the food over, which I think is really cool. But like Philip's in the booth cooking the food and making it happen and talking to people. And so I think that's another part that like with the food and drink program, y'all, that's so neat about the festival is that like when you go up to the booth, you're interacting, Kenneth, with a lot of the people that are actually the folks behind the restaurants.
Yeah, you get to, so, you know, you actually get an example of what it tastes like at the restaurant. You know, you actually get to experience what this restaurant provides on a daily basis at the festival. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's really, really unique and cool. Kind of like you said, you can walk up to the booth and see an executive director or executive chef inside the booth making the food. And I think one other thing to kind of note and point out is that, you know, we have a new sustainability initiative this year.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
And that we're trying to reduce our waste footprint by 80%. And most of our waste comes from food vendors and obviously the beverage program.
Sure.
And so this year, food vendors are actually going to have all compostable products on site.
Oh, great.
I think we're the first festival in the state to pull off something like this. So I think, you know, I'm very, very proud to be working with a team that's doing that. So you'll have compostable service packaging and great food. You have great food inside compostable service packaging.
That's awesome. very cool. Let's talk about drinks, Kenneth, a little bit here.
Yeah. So we're expanding our menu a little bit this year. 2019, last time we operated, we had a reusable beer cup. You know, mm-hmm. due to COVID, we kind of just went away with that. We'll still have a large beer option. But we have some really, really cool, unique flavors this year on draft and beer. We have Abita Amber, Abita Light, Abita Strawberry, Abita Giacomo IPA.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Boot and Purple Haze.
So, okay.
Some really cool beer flavors. We're also offering about 4 specialty cocktails, which is the Lynchburg Lemonade. JD is like a Jack Daniels lemonade.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
We have a Sea Breeze. We have a margarita, premium margarita. And we have a Bloody Mary.
Okay.
Doubles.
And those are just kind of available all around at the different food centers, is that right?
Yeah, so throughout the festival site, we have 13 cocktail booths.
Okay.
So at least one cocktail booth per site. We have a beer booth in each site, a couple in some sites. And at the riverfront on the plaza, we do have like a tequila cafe, basically Jack Daniels activation. So on the Canal Plaza, the Jack Daniels stage is on the Canal Plaza. Also, we have the JD Airstream, which is a specialty Jack
Daniels. They're bringing that back because I was there before. Okay.
Yeah. So in 2019, we had a JDX in Jack Slot.
Yeah.
This is a little bit different, something smaller.
Okay.
But we have JD Airstream. We're going to have a tequila travel to El Jimador trailer.
Okay.
Excuse me. Serving some
Doing
really
tequila,
good
yeah.
margaritas and a couple other specialty drinks. And there's some other cool interactive things that we're planning to do around the trailers. We just can't confirm it yet.
Gotcha. Fair enough. We'll bring that news to you when it's out there.
Yep.
Kenneth, I still have my photo with my wife from the Jack Daniels trailer from a few years ago on my fridge because it was a magnet. So pretty cool. We got frozen daiquiris going on too, right?
Oh, yeah. We got New Orleans original daiquiris. Pat O's will be out there as well as Tropical Isle.
Oh, okay. Very, very cool. Well, how about this, you guys? Let's go ahead and let's take a break here, and then we're going to come back and then we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the music lineup and some of the other things going on with French Quarter Festival. 39th annual Friends. So happy to return. And actually, Morgan, let's we want to remind people of this before we take a break. April 21st,
whatever
right?
you're doing on April 21st, 2022, make sure you
stop
and make your way to the French Quarter. And then you should stay there until Sunday, April 24th, when we'll finally shut down at 8 p.m., but there's an After Dark series every night.
Ooh, so I didn't know that.
The music is going to go from 11 to 8, but after 8, we still got something
okay,
for
well,
you.
Okay, well, we got a couple minutes. So tell us, let's just do the After Dark thing now. So what's going on there with that?
Okay, so for the first time, we are providing an additional experience for our fans, right? Because it's been a long time since we got together.
Mm-hmm.
So we got it together with 4 really, really cool venues in the city. It includes, on Thursday, Double Dealer.
Okay.
Which is beneath the Orpheum Theater.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
really excited about that. On Friday, we'll hop over to Three Keys at Ace Hotel.
Okay.
On Saturday, we're going to be at St. Vincent's Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday, we'll be at Midnight Revival at the Frenchman Hotel, which is brand spanking new
brand spanking
and
new.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Yep.
So amazing venues. The shows will start after we shut down on our stages here at the festival. So all shows will be after 8 p.m. and they'll roll some of them until midnight. There are great performers at each location, and so we'll be pushing a lot of that information out in the next few weeks.
Oh, very cool. So it'll be some people that are maybe performing during the day, maybe some other people.
What I can promise you is they won't be performing on the same day.
Fair enough.
And we even have some folks, I think, that aren't performing at Fest, so a little bit of a little lanyap there.
Oh, I love that. That's cool. So we'll bring you that news too, friends, when it's out. Let's do this. We're going to take a little break here on the NOLA Drink Show, and we're going to, after the other side of this break, we're going to talk more French Quarter Festival. Aw, yeah. Come on back.
Hey, everybody. Roger here with the Kitchen Counter Podcast. Be sure to check out Nitty Grits Podcasts, a growing network of shows about food, drink, and culture. Visit southernfood.org for more.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Brian Diaz here with you. Thanks for listening to the NOLA Drink Show, friends. Happy to have you here as always. Yeah, you know that. And super happy, abundantly happy to be talking about French Quarter Festival, the finest music festival on the planet. I say it all the time. It's just true. It's just true. We're chatting with Morgan Valerie, who is the Director of Marketing and Communications, and you heard from Morgan in the previous segment, and we'll talk to her more. And Emily Madero, who is the Executive Director of French Quarter Festivals Incorporated, has now joined us after a surging Uber ride. to get here.
I'm very happy to be here in more ways than one.
Thanks. Get a little closer to that mic there, Emily, for me. Yeah, you made it. You had to go about a mile and a half and take forever to get back over here to your offices.
Well, you know, I think it's a little microcosm of challenging labor force, increasing gas prices. So in any case, I'm here. I'm very excited to talk about French Quarter Festival, and especially this being, you know, the first major festival that we've been able to host in almost 3 years.
Yes.
It just feels like a really important milestone, I think, not only for us as a team, but, you know, really our community, our festival community, and our city, and all of our visitors. I think it's going to be a really beautiful welcome back celebration.
Yeah, there's going to be a catharsisism, I think, that goes on with this, which is really important. Let's talk about that a little bit, Emily, because you guys, you know, went through the same struggles that a lot of festivals did in the town. And you were, and we were talking about this before we went on the air. You did a show with me a few years back where we were just sort of talking about festivals in New Orleans. And at the time, I recall, I think there was something like 100+ permitted festivals in New Orleans annually was kind of the average. Mm-hmm. And some people might go, it's not too many. When you think about what that means in our truncated festival seasons in the spring and the fall, you're talking about sometimes two or three things going on in a day.
Busy time.
But the take-home message, I think, here is that, you know, these are, it's part of the lifeblood of what we do in New Orleans culturally and economically, isn't it?
I mean, it sure is. I think, you know, right now, you know, music is medicine. Music is therapy. And I know a lot of us had sort of a cathartic moment during Mardi Gras, coming together for the first time. You know, I wasn't sure how I was going to feel in big crowds. You know, these are muscles we haven't used in a little while. And it was just like riding a bike. It was so joyous. And I think, you know, being around our friends and our family and our community and other people who are celebrating right along with you, just, you know, all the humanity, it was just good stuff and really life-giving. And I think that's the way the festival is going to feel.
Absolutely. And I don't want to get off on too much of a tangent, but I'll ask you both this question. Because it was really joyous for Mardi Gras, and it was kind of like, yeah, like you said, Emily riding a bike. And then did you have those like few moments where you stop and you go, but it's kind of weird? Did you all feel that? I kind of like had these moments where I'm like, whoa, this is kind of weird.
Absolutely. I didn't stay for all of Mardi Gras this year. Don't fuss at me. But I did make it out to two parades, and I went out for Muses, and I walked down to St. Charles Marengo from my home, and there were moments where I stopped and was like, this is a lot of people. What do right. I do next? Right. I just really right. want to get to my final destination. Right. But also was like, this is a lot of people. This is, we're going back to what we used to do.
What we need.
And so yeah. That felt good too.
Well, you know, we all need to get our sea legs again, right? So I really appreciated Mardi Gras breaking the seal for us. I was there at the Lundi Gras celebration for Zulu. They have a very similar setup as French Quarter Festival along the riverfront. So it sort of felt like everybody was out there practicing, you know, we were getting ready for game day. And, you know, it didn't hurt that it was also beautiful weather. I felt like it was a really local Mardi Gras, which felt appropriate, and it felt really good too. So I certainly want to make sure that we're welcoming lots of visitors for French Quarter Festival, but I won't be sad. I have to say, you know, I'm most looking forward to New Orleanians, and you know, people from across the Gulf South really showing up in a major way. Because I think that's, you know, that's how we connect, to your point, yeah. In Southeast Louisiana. We have all of these festivals. It's a part of, you know, who we are as a people. It's how we connect and celebrate our culture, how we connect with each other. It, you know, for me, it marks the calendar. I've been so disoriented for 2 years without all of these festivals,
right.
Thinking about seasonal changes and the passage of time. I mean, these are really traditions and celebrations that are very deeply ingrained. And so I think it's going to be really wonderful to have them back, not only for the part that feeds your soul, but also for, you know, the part that quite literally feeds you. I know we've been talking about the food and beverage. And certainly the economy. You know, we know how challenging, because we are a part of our hospitality community, and that certainly is a huge part of what makes New Orleans tick. So not having that, and so many businesses that work with our festival are reliant on that income. So it's been an incredibly challenging time, not only, you know, in terms of health and sort of psychologically, but also, you know, we've desperately needed the boost in terms of income. So the last time we hosted this event, you know, we had a full house. We had 4 beautiful days, and that resulted in over $190 million worth of economic impact.
Right.
So we're really encouraging everybody, you know, come out and do it for yourself because it's a good time, but also feel good about what you're doing, because really 100% of, you know, whatever you might spend at festival, of course, it's a free event and we want to make it open and super accessible. But if you buy a beverage or if you go to one of the businesses downtown, you know, 100% of that spend stays in our local economy. We're a local nonprofit. All of the musicians that we hire are local. All of the food vendors out and our suppliers, you know, are right here in our state. So
all your technical support, your security, the folks running the stages. I mean, it's a really important festival to so many people on the financial level. We need it. Well, and Emily, so to that point, actually, because one of the things, and I mentioned this to Morgan and Kenneth before we went on the air, that one of the things that I really love about French Quarter Fest is you guys take very seriously supporting the musicians and the folks who work the festival. And that must have been, and I don't want to dwell too much on the negative stuff, we're talking about moving forward, but that must have been one of the most difficult parts about not being able to do it, is just not being able to have musicians perform, not being able to have the folks that work the stages do what they do, and all of that, because I know that's like a core principle to the festival.
Sure. I mean, that's our family, right? I mean, the festival is built around celebrating what makes New Orleans unique and special, and we all know that's the at its core, the music and the food. And I think part of what we try to do as an organization is make sure to not only sort of uplifting and celebrating those culture makers, but also making sure that they're taken care of, and we're thinking about their health and safety and well-being. And so that was very much front of mind when everything closed down, you know, not only because of, you know, the immediate closure of the festival. We know that there was a lot of gig workers and musicians that were looking forward to and relying on those gigs, but it was just the beginning of a very long, very challenging time. So, you know, that's our festival family. People who work this event oftentimes come back year over year over year. You know, we've got stage managers. Eric B., gosh, I forget how many years it's been. I want to say 27.
Right. This will be 27.
27 for Eric.
27. Yeah.
So, he's been out there not only helping to curate our lineup, but also, you know, manage the Tropical Isle stage. So.
Yeah. It's funny you say that, because when you mention like a stage manager's name and you say Eric B., I'm like, I know exactly who you're talking about.
It's interesting. I joined the organization in July, and everyone is on a first name basis, regardless of what you do in this organization, extended or in the inside office throughout the year, which made it hard because I had no idea what anyone was doing or where to find them. But I loved hearing that because it really is family. You speak on a first name basis, so it's good to hear.
It's such a positive thing and such a positive experience for everyone here. And we can't wait till you all come back. I'm gushing because it's my favorite festival and I'm just so damn excited. But let's do this. How about let's take a little bit of a break and let's come back and let's talk about the music a little bit, because we haven't really focused on that a whole heck of a lot. So let's talk about some of the highlights of the music that we got going on, because this is the French Quarter Festival and it's all about the music. Come on back.
Lola's Lynette, Lillian, Lorna, Lita, Lenora. My lovely sisters who raised me home, I adore ya. My feet may be far from your door, but I keep in my heart the lessons you taught me.
Hi, Brian Diaz, host of the NOLA Drink Show here. Check out Nitty Grits Podcasts, a growing network of food, drink, and culture shows. Visit southernfood.org for more.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Brian Diaz here with you, WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans and in podcast land, wherever you may be. Thanks for listening into the show, friends. We are talking about the single greatest music festival on the face of the earth, French Quarter Festival, coming back for its 39th year, like a lot of us, after a brief hiatus. But we're so happy that it's coming back. And right now we're chatting with Emily and Morgan. And Emily, let's talk, because we talked about food and drink. We've sort of talked about the economic impact and just sort of the joy and the psychological aspect of all this coming back. But at its heart, it is a music festival, 20 stages. And the lineup is killer. I've already seen, like, kind of, I know you don't have all this, every time slots all figured out and stuff, but what a great lineup you guys put together yet again.
Yeah, we're really proud of it. And, you know, this is really 3 years in the making because, of course, you know, we tried to prioritize those artists that we'd made commitments to in 2020 and 2021. Right. So we've carried over that, you know, and to the extent that we could rebook everybody that we had committed to, we've done that. So we've been looking forward to this lineup for some time now, that's for sure. And anybody who has seen any of the promotional material, I have to give Morgan props. She's done a beautiful job, but it is featuring... you know, Tank and the Bangas. You know, Tank just looks beautiful, and that image was inspired by, you know, a rather dated photograph that was taken back in French Quarter Festival years and years ago. I was laughing because I think the last time I saw her play, Tank was playing at the Tropical Isle stage, and there was like a little crepe myrtle tree or some kind of tree right there, and people were dangling from the trees. It was so crowded trying to see that. So we're really excited for them to, you know, really be featured on the Abita stage out on the riverfront. And, you know, that's a great example of, we try to find sort of up and coming artists. And when, you know, when she and the band first played, you know, they were a little obscure, and certainly they've been on an incredible run. So we feel really grateful to still have the opportunity to, include them on our lineup. So that's going to be really fun. And cool. We actually have, you know, I don't know how we pulled this off. We have more musicians participating than we ever have. So we've got over 1,800 local musicians, which I don't know how we figured out that math. But I guess, you know, over 273 acts, and we have over 40 new debuts. So there's
that's
a
amazing.
Lot of,
that's a big number for debuts.
You know, it's a really challenging balance every year because we really try to make sure, I mean, of course, there's such a depth and wealth of talent here. There's never going to be enough sets to showcase all the talent we have.
The French Quarter is only so big.
But you know, there's certain sort of perennial acts that just feel so much a part of the festival. We want to book them every year, and we've got living legends like, you know, Irma Thomas, Soul Queen of New Orleans, we got to have her. But at the same time, we want to make sure that there is, you know, a certain percentage of turnover so that we really are identifying those up and coming artists and being able to provide them with a platform as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've got debuts that aren't necessarily new to the market, like Ricky Lee Jones. She's never played at the festival.
That's amazing.
She's a new New Orleans, new Orleanian, I should say. And I think that's going to be really exciting and really fun and different. And then, you know, we've got new debuts who, you know, have been you know, building their careers. I think Joy Clark, I met at a dinner party a couple of years ago, and we said, you know, we've got a songwriter stage. We'd love to get you involved. And she'll be playing at the songwriter stage at the Historic New Orleans Collection. But of course, you know, her career has really taken off in the last couple of years while we've all been on hiatus as well. So I think that, you know, there's so many genres that we cover, everything from Cajun Zydeco to swamp pomp to funk to blues to hip hop.
Trad stuff, right? All the trad jazz stuff.
Exactly. So, you know, there's just, there's going to be a lot to enjoy. You know, one of the things that I always look forward to is down at the Jazz Museum at the Mint. We've got a stage completely dedicated to brass music, and that just, it's one of my favorite places to spend time during the festival. But you'll see an incredible lineup there at the Fish Fry stage.
Emily, I want to highlight that because that, like, you have the Esplanade and the Shade stage, right? And then the brass band stage there at the Mint. And there's a food and drink set up there, Morgan, right there. So that's like one of those, I know people that they spend their entire fest at that stage. They never leave that stage because the music is killer and like it's kind of cooler over there sometimes when it's hot.
You got some nice shade underneath the oak trees. They don't call it the Esplanade in the Shade for nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I always park up down that direction. So it's like, you know, I just end my day there and it's like perfect.
Well, and I, you know, the French Market has a really cool traditional jazz stage, but we bring in professional dancers and they do dance lessons there. So if you've never been a dancer before, but you want to check it out, you know, we've got free dance lessons, not only at the Chevron Cajun Zydeco stage, but also traditional jazz. So there's a couple of different genres and, you know, get off your feet and, you know, I love just moving and shaking to the music. I've never been much of a dancer, but I appreciate learning from the professionals.
With the coordinated dance steps.
Yeah, exactly.
I watch that and I go, I can't, I'm not swing dancing. That ain't happening. Yeah. So what are, maybe pick out two or three, four highlights for us that we want to mention.
Yeah, sure. So we're going to have Sweet Crude coming back. Yep. I just saw an incredible show of theirs in the French Quarter over Mardi Gras. Again, we were talking about the brass bands. Dirty Dozen Brass Band will be coming back.
Which is awesome.
The Truth Brass Band will be coming back. There's a new band called Loose Cattle. I shouldn't say they're new, but they're new to the festival. And that is going to be an exciting new act to look out for. And, you know, of course, we've got Big Chief Juan Pardo and the Golden Comanches and some other masking Indians. And I think folded in there, there's some interesting Latin bands as well. So
I think making a debut, you got my friend Fermin
Ceballos. I was just about to say that.
Yeah, Fermin's a friend of mine, and I'm super excited for him to be here.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're definitely looking forward to that. And, you know, the Soul Rebels, again, another brass band I'm looking forward to.
Who are you looking forward to, Morgan? You got a couple off the top of your head?
You know what's interesting? So I love Tank of the Bangas. Yeah. I tell everyone across the country to listen to them because they're New Orleans group with such an interesting sound. But I'm actually just in some new bands. So what I love about French Quarter Festival is there's something for everyone and there's something you don't even know you need yet, right?
Yeah.
So Chapel Heart Band is playing this year. This is their first year, their debut. I'm not as familiar with their music, so I've been listening just to catch up and know the sound when I pass the stage, so I'm excited to go see them. There are some Zydeco bands. My family's from Louisiana, Lake Charles.
Yeah.
I love some good Zydeco, so I'm definitely going to be at those dance lessons. So you will find me out there at that. But I like to hop around and hear something new. It's also interesting to see that there's like variety. We have bands that play a little bit of everything. They may have some Zydeco, but also have some pop. They may do a little country, but also have a little bit of funk in there. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
We've got a new offering this year, too, which I'm really excited about. You know, in the last couple of years, there's been some new venues that have popped up. And so we're working with some partners. Basically, every night of festival, there's going to be an offsite after party.
We talked about it.
Oh, Emily, cool.
Yeah, before you got here. So we talked about the After Dark series. Yeah, for sure. We actually covered that one in the first segment. So really four cool venues that you all are doing that with. Let's do this because we got about a minute and a half before I got to close out the portion of the radio show. So, Morgan, will you tell people where we can find all the needed information to attend French Quarter Festival this year? Because you should.
Yes, absolutely. So you've got to come follow us online at FrenchQuarterFest.org. Start there at the website. It'll have all information you're looking for. We'll have the full schedule. We'll have the culinary lineup. We'll have special events, including our opening parade on Thursday that everyone is more than welcome to come join.
That's always fun.
It's going to be a good time. And then you can follow us on social media. So we're really active there. If you want to follow us on Instagram, it's at FQFest. If you want to follow us on Facebook, we've got a couple options. So there's the French Quarter Festival's Inc. page, which is our main organization site. But we also post to the French Quarter Fest site as well for Facebook. We're on Twitter at FQFestNola as well. And even for our folks who are think of themselves as strictly professional, you can find us on LinkedIn. We're also posting there.
Okay, very, very cool. And friends, make sure you turn up. Great food, great drink, all that good stuff. April 21st through the 24th.
Absolutely, yes.
Right? And all kinds of great information on the website, friends. Like, and I think, you know, you can find places to stay and all that good stuff. Because we want you to come from out of town and pay us a visit, don't you? And it is the finest music festival, friends, on the planet. I cannot stress that more. Some part of the team here from French Quarter Fest is going to stick around for our podcast only shot, another podcast only segment, I should say. Another shot with Nola Drink, so we're going to continue the conversation there. But if you are listening on the radio, friends, remember to be kind to one another, use your turn signal, and until next time, cheers, y'all. Everybody, yep, another shot with Nola Drinks. Thanks for sticking around, friends. Hope you are enjoying our conversation with the team from French Quarter Festival. I know I am, and I've said this enough, I am super, super, super excited about French Quarter Festival coming back. We're going to continue our conversation with them, give you some pro tips on good ways to maximize your experience at the festival, highlight some more of the music and some cool stuff like that. Here we go. All right, everybody, up another shot with Nola Drinks. Thanks for sticking around, friends. Happy to have you here. We are talking about my very favorite music festival on the planet, the 39th annual French Quarter Festival, coming up starting on April 21st. And I am joined by everybody's here now. So we got Emily, Kenneth, and Morgan here, the whole team that's joining me today. Thanks, y'all, for taking time, because the festival's about a month away, and a little bit more than a month away as we're taping this. You're hearing it a little bit later. I know y'all are busy, so I do really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity. It's our favorite subject, so we're not going to turn down an opportunity to talk about what we love.
Living it and breathing it. Here we are. And it's so nice to be able to come back. And you guys all know this. And, you know, I think this is probably going to be our fourth or fifth annual sort of preview of the festival. And after a two-year break, I was missing it. And I reached out to you, Morgan, and said, please, can I come back and do an annual festival or pre-fest thing? And we're trying to squeeze it all in and make it work. And so I really appreciate you guys being here today. What I wanted to kind of talk about here, we've talked about some of the highlights of the music. We can weave some of that in. We've talked about some of the food and drink stuff, Kenneth, with you. Weave some more of that stuff in. But, you know, we talked about how, you know, there's 20 stages kind of all around the French Quarter, some big, like on the river, some really pretty small, like on Royal Street and stuff like that, and in the French Market. And so what I thought would be kind of fun is, like, give people some ideas, or I hate using hackneyed expressions, but I will, like pro tips on, like, great ways to enjoy the festival and things to kind of just bring to the table. It is free, but we want you to support the vendors and stuff like that. So, you know, you don't need to be bringing food and drink. You're buying food and drink. But what are some things that you all would tell people? Like, what would be your go-to, Emily, of, like, here, what one sage piece of advice that you want to tell festival attendees?
Gosh, well, there's so many, but I will say, you know, very relevant to the experience that I just had getting here. You know, I'm not a fan of waiting in traffic, and we were just talking about how, you know, what's so magical and wonderful about French Quarter Festival is really, it's so organic, and you can just kind of wander and experience so many different things, whether it's seeing, you know, big acts on big stages or just discovering a band you've never heard of, but you just happened upon it, you know, walking down Royal Street, which is really great. And so I think part of that is just how you get there, right? And to the extent that if you're local, leave your car at home. You know, I live on the West Bank. I love the ferry. It's going to drop you off right in the heart of our festival footprint. Or jump on the streetcar or a bus, get a blue bike. Because, you know, then you're going to arrive in a much better mood, first of all. And it really gives you that flexibility of coming and going. You know, you're not going to have to be worrying about traffic and getting out and spending lots of time in your car. So to me, that sort of lets you really soak up the whole experience of the festival if you just take the logistical burden off. And even if you're visiting, you know, if you're staying in the French Quarter, that's incredible, because really you've got your, you know, your own personal private hospitality space in the middle of the festival footprint. Yeah. But if you're not staying downtown, you know, definitely encourage you to rent a bike or you know, hop on a bus or a ferry to get here, which is just going to set you up, I think, in a great way for the rest of the day.
That's a good one. I'm going to share mine now too, because and we'll get Kenneth and Morgan to chime in. And you started to mention this one, Emily. I always say don't overplan, because like there's so much great music going on, and sometimes one of the hardest things is like I want to see this person in there at the same time as this person on two different stages. And so it's like, you know, highlight a few, don't choreograph your entire every day, all the acts you're going to go see, because what happens is if you do that, you miss being able to discover new things. Mm-hmm. And some of my very favorite moments at any of the number of French Quarter festivals that I've been to is just sort of wandering around and walking by a stage and go, oh, that sounds good. And then I've got a new favorite band all of a sudden. And so, you know, avail yourselves of checking out. We talked about all the different genres and different acts. We've got young people, old people, all these different people performing. You know, give yourself some exploratory, non-constructed time or non-choreographed time. That's mine. What do you got, Morgan?
Okay, so I've got a couple, because I'm realizing that we were talking about earlier about getting your sea legs back, so I'm getting my festival legs back. So there's a whole preparation that goes into it, right? Mm-hmm. So before, the days before, I'm hydrating, I'm eating light, so I have room for all the food. I'm going to remember to bring my sunscreen, maybe an umbrella too, if I can, you know, push something into a fanny pack or something, so I have that. Definitely got some sunscreen, because it can get really warm. I am going to probably bike down. So Foot of Canal over by Esplanade Avenue, we've got bike racks you can definitely use there. I make sure that I have found a mutual meetup spot with my friends. This is New Orleans, and I haven't seen everyone in a while. I'm going to run into at least 10 people every three steps, stop for a conversation, turn around, and have lost my entire
Right.
And because they're excited, they've taken off to another stage, and now I can't find them. So, which is fun. I don't mind wandering around and listening to music, but at some point, we got to find each other again before the day ends. And then one of my favorite things to do is I end up, and I won't name the place because everyone will show up, but there's a spot off of Royal around the corner from the Mint. They have a little boutique hotel. There's a little bar, a little courtyard. I go hide there for a little bit afterwards.
Good plan.
Sit down and come back out refreshed. And the last part, everyone should do this. We've got an app, and you can like plan. I know you don't like to plan too much, but if
don't
you
overplan,
do a little bit of planning.
Sure.
A little bit, because we have so much to see.
You don't want to forget stuff.
You can use the app to create your own little fest schedule.
Yep.
So you know what food areas you need to hit. You know what music you want to go hear. And so that's how I prep. That's how I get ready for my day.
And we can get the app. When people are hearing this, you can get the app, right?
The app will be ready for you.
Very
ready
cool.
For you to download in Apple and Google Play.
Awesome. Kenneth, we need a tip or two from you.
Yeah, that was a hard two to follow, you know. but in addition to everything that they said, I'm also one of those guys who look forward to festivals, just being able to try new things. You know, a lot of menu items that's on the menu a lot of restaurants don't carry year round. So for me, I become a new person and I want to try all these new different things that I won't normally try during the year. So, you know, I don't eat for like a week before. And then I go out and I try all these new things. I dress comfortable. Like Morgan said, I'm comfortable. I'm running into a lot of friends. So if I'm working on anything on a local scene, I make sure I have it all buttoned up because I'm going to see 1,000 people out there and they're going to ask about, you know, the upcoming plans and what's going on. So, yeah, that's one thing I would recommend. Just come out and try something new.
Yeah, because there's a lot of good food, and so leave some room for the good food, yeah. Right?
Don't eat for like
2 weeks.
Comfy
shoes. You got to wear comfy shoes.
I was just gonna say footwear.
Because, you know, there definitely are those folks that, you know, bleed Jackson Square or only stay at the Jazz Museum at the Mint. But I think the best thing is really to just wander and really, you know, we get a lot of steps in. So, of course, we're walking with a purpose as festival producers. But if you're going to be able to experience and see everything the festival has to offer, you're going to get your steps in too. So comfy shoes.
Yeah, and that's strategically done, right? So when you eat, you can walk it off. So we're thinking consciously to kind of help people, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, plot, you know, go to one end of the festival, stage, eat, walk to the other end of the festival, eat, walk back. Yeah, always repeat. Chuckle, Emily. Yeah, and eat. Always chuckle, Emily, because every once in a while I'll see somebody up on the river, you know, in Waldenburg Park area, one of the river stages, and they're wearing high heels. And you're like, you know, we don't really need you to aerate the lawn here on the river.
Rookie move.
That's a total rookie move. Or I've watched you lose your heel at the grates behind the Omni, right, on the sidewalk. You just step right out of your shoe. Yeah, footwear is absolutely key. Sunscreen, water, stay hydrated. And that's one of the really cool things too, y'all, because we want y'all to support the food booths and vendors that are out there. But a lot of them are local French Quarter businesses, so you can – you know, duck into your favorite watering hole and get a drink and take a little time out and get some AC going and stuff like that, right?
Absolutely. I think, you know, part of what makes this so unique and wonderful is we're not in, you know, a fenced-in site. You can kind of come and go, and we really have the canvas of the French Quarter, which is not only beautiful and historic and unique, but is just so full of wonderful places to explore and visit. So you can do it all.
Absolutely. Well, before we close out, you guys, this portion, and you weren't here in the last segment. Kenneth, you got any musical highlights that you're looking forward to personally?
I'm looking forward to, I just saw yesterday, it's called Gumbo Juice.
Oh, I don't know.
It's a local hip hop group from New Orleans performing on the Jack Daniel stage, I believe, Saturday.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to a couple friends of mine I kind of know in the group. So
nice.
I'm looking forward to seeing their French Quarter Fest debut.
Awesome. You and I probably have to share notes. I was actually going to say I'm a big hip-hop fan, so that's the one I'm looking forward to as well.
Awesome. Okay, cool. So, and by the time people are hearing this and we know the app's out, will we have the full schedule out as far as like what the times and all that kind of stuff, what stages? And...
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Everything is live on our site and our app, and, you know, the schedule is released and you can start planning your meals, but not too much.
Not too much. No over planning. Leave room for, you know, spontaneity. But yeah, so that, and actually, because you mentioned that, Morgan, so not only can you plan, you know, you can like kind of star your favorites with the musical acts, you can actually do that with the restaurants, right?
You absolutely can. So when you go into the app, there's an option for My Fest, and you can build out by food vendors and their menu that'll be available in the app as well, and the schedules for the musical lineup is too.
Awesome. That's very, very cool. So you can go about it from the culinary perspective, the music perspective, or a mix of both. I'm going to throw, and I'll ask you guys to throw me out a couple more musical acts that you're looking forward to. Waterseed.
Yes.
I love them.
Yes. They're going to be great.
They're awesome. And I always love Corey Henry.
Yeah. He's wonderful.
And do we have Paul Sanchez in the Rolling Road Show, right? I think I saw that one on there. And we have John Boutte, and John's a friend of mine, so I always love seeing
John Boutte. I always cry at least once when he plays.
Yeah, right.
Because it's so beautiful and soulful.
Yeah, absolutely. So throw us out a couple more, Emily, that you're looking forward to, and I'll ask you guys to do the same, and we'll close it out.
You know what? This is probably like along the lines of, you know, go explore what you didn't know you needed. But the Ernie Schoolhouse stage is going to be at the Homer Plessy School on Royal Street.
Oh, cool.
And,
yeah, yeah.
a lot of those bands, it's all youth bands. Some of them are school bands and some of them are youth ensembles. But I'm really looking forward to that because I'm, you know, I think it's just going to be a lot of fun to see, you know, some young performers. And 10 years down the line, who knows who's going to pop up on the main stage, you know, in another capacity.
Guaranteed so. Someone will. Absolutely.
Exactly. So I'm going to put those memories and experiences in my back pocket. So when they're world famous, I can say, remember when.
Remember when. Cool. And you guys want to throw out another one before we call it a day?
So James Andrews, Charmaine Neville,
yeah.
Robin Barnes and the Firebirds. Oh, we
can't miss Robin.
God, there's so many. It's hard to like choose a few. And so now I'm thinking about how I'm going to create this schedule over just 4 days.
Yeah. Chawa is another one. Ooh, you know, they're playing in the After Dark series, but of course, you know, Grammy nominated and just so much fun to watch.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to the Soul Rebels.
Absolutely.
I love the Soul Rebels. Tank and the Bangas, obviously.
Yep.
I think Chief Bo Dollars and the Wild McNoys.
Yep.
I always love a good second line Indian group band. So those are some of the ones I'm definitely looking forward to, for sure.
Awesome. The whole point here of this exercise, friends, is to just share with you the amazing lineup and the breadth of the lineup that goes on here, not only with the restaurants and the food and the drink, but of course the music. It's such a wonderful festival. I can't stress that enough. And I hope to see you out here. We hope to see you out here because I'm here in New Orleans. But Morgan, one more time, tell people where they can connect with the festival and all that stuff.
Sure. So our website is FrenchQuarterFest.org. You can find us on all social media platforms from LinkedIn to Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We are on Instagram at FQFest. We are on Twitter at FQFestNola. We have two Facebook pages, French Quarter Festival, Inc. and French Quarter Festival, and the same for LinkedIn.
Awesome. Perfect. Friends, go check it out. You can get the app. You can see the music lineup, see the food and drink lineup, all that good stuff. April 21st, French Quarter Fest, the 39th annual. Do not miss it. Thanks, y'all. I really appreciate your time. It's good to see you. Yeah, absolutely. Friends, brief musical interlude, and I'll be back to close things out. All right, everybody. Hey, thanks for joining me this time around on the NOLA Drink Show. Hope you had a good time listening to our French Quarter Fest 2022 preview. We are very, very excited about the event, as you know, and we hope to see you out there. If you're from out of town, you might still be able to make your travel plans and make it happen. Get here in 3-4 weeks, depending on when you're hearing this. But if not, and you, especially if you've never been, make sure you plan to come next year. It's such a tremendous event. I know you keep hearing me say that, but it's really true. And it's something, if you're a fan of New Orleans, if you're a fan of Louisiana, it's just it's a touchstone happening that goes on every year here. And we're so happy that it's back and you really need to check it out. If you're a local, then you should know what I'm talking about and better see you out there, right? Yeah, don't miss it. Super great stuff. Quick note for you here. Unfortunately, so when we recorded the show, Bourbon Fest, New Orleans Bourbon Fest, as you know, I've been talking about that a lot, is happening right now or about to start as I'm recording this, which is on the Wednesday just before, on the 23rd of March. And so we recorded the interview with French Quarter Fest as well as the featured interview for our next week's show prior, because I was going to be away handling stuff at Bourbon Fest. And well, what happened last night, if you live here locally, you know, we had tornado strikes in the area, including a really bad one in the Araby St. Bernard Parish area. Our thoughts are with those people. If you're hearing this on the radio or you're hearing the podcast as soon as it's released, Michael, that's weird because I didn't talk about it. It's because it was all recorded before, including the top of the show in the opening segment, which if you really want to know the inner workings of the NOLA Drink Show, usually that gets done later, the day before the show actually is out on radio and podcast. But because I was trying to get these in the can for the fest, as I mentioned, we recorded this before. It was too late to mention anything about it in the opening segment. So I'm actually re-recording the closing segment here. And I just wanted to make a note of that. Our thoughts are with those people. Again, if we can identify a charity to support those in need, those affected by the tornado strikes, we will certainly let you know that as soon as we can, hopefully as early as next week's show, friends. So if you can help, please help. Bad scene. We'll, you know, again, our thoughts are with those folks and we'll try and help out as much as we can. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Okay. Here's to you. I'll be saying, I'll be seeing as we try.